Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. Today we also have two optional memorials. We have the optional memorial of St. Adalbert, who is a bishop and martyr, and also the optional memorial of St. George, martyr. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Those who had been scattered by the persecution that arose because of Stephen went as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but Jews. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart, for he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people, and it was at Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. One of the things that's really exciting in the Acts of the Apostles is to see the way that miraculously the Word of God was spread not only to the Jews but also to the Gentiles. Because what was going on is that the Jewish believers were being dispersed by the persecution. It was called the diaspora. They went first up into Samaria and into Galilee and then kept going up into Asia Minor and other places like that. They also went down into Egypt. And as they went, they began to proclaim the gospel, but they did it particularly to the Jews because they understood Christianity as being an outworking of the Jewish faith. But there were some others that were with them who came to Antioch. They were not originally Jewish Christians. They were Gentiles who were converted, and they went to Antioch and began to teach the Greeks. And so all of a sudden, we have the gospel exploding among the Gentiles. And as Luke points out, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. And so what happened is that they had this huge influx of Greek-speaking believers, Gentiles, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch to begin to strengthen the flock. Many people believe that Barnabas was probably at least one of the 72 that was sent out by Jesus, so he had a particular direct relationship to Jesus himself. Barnabas, I love his ministry. Barnabas, a word, his name means son of encouragement, Barnabas. And I love Luke's description of him. He was a good man. Again, just like the good shepherd, he was a good man. It was a character of him. Filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And as it says here, a large number of people were added to the Lord. He was used mightily as a teacher, a preacher, and a formator of those who were following in the faith. Uniquely, Barnabas went down to Tarsus, and there he found Saul, knowing that he had come to his conversion, and he brought him back to Antioch to teach him and also to let him begin to teach others also. And so here we have the son of encouragement encouraging this amazing new convert. And we will see, of course, that the mission that will come out of Antioch would be held by Saul and Barnabas joining forces and going on a missionary journey, the first of several where Paul would take the gospel to other places, up into Asia Minor and then into Greece, and keep going as far as he could. And eventually, of course, he made it to Rome. So here we have the beginnings of it. In this particular scripture, we see Saul, who was called then Paul, being invited to Antioch. And it is going to be from here that he and Barnabas will set out on their first missionary journey. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I love, again, as I said, the ministry of Barnabas. He went to Antioch. He could have put the hammer down. He could have been a hard-nosed Judaizer. But instead, he arrived and saw God's grace. He realized that what was going on was already the work of God, that he dare not undo. And he encouraged them just to remain faithful in what they were already doing. And he would then begin to teach them additional parts of the faith as they continued to live for Jesus Christ. As we go through the Acts of the Apostles, incrementally, we're beginning to see the church expanding. Here we're seeing the church expanding up into the area of Antioch, which is right up through that whole of area of Syria and up near Damascus, going up. Antioch is right there at that curve going up into Asia Minor. So a powerful time of ministry, and we shall see as we continue to move forward how the apostles set about to expand the work of the church in marvelous ways. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.